like a motor lodge with the doors.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big complex of that. And I mean,
this was Augusta, Georgia?
Yeah, not little. I mean, Augusta, there was probably okay. like 100, there was probably like 3 or 4 different buildings, multi-story, mm-hmm. you know, with like, with the balconies and the doors and
a gay commune. Yeah.
Gay commune.
So like barf out, gag me with a spoon.
All surrounded by like a privacy fence.
Mm-hmm.
There was a pool. There was the requisite 90-year-old men, Jimmy Bojangling around naked everywhere.
Yep.
There was the...
That's Dan's favorite, by the way. He likes to see them. He's shaking his head.
Love it.
There was like a fuck me maze or whatever they called it, where people could go.
And oh my like, god, my straight coworkers would be dying right now. They're like they think it's my straight 30-year-old coworkers thinks all these stories are fascinating.
There was something like, there was something called like the crypt or something that was basically like a sauna where people would go in and bang or whatever. I didn't go into any of those places, listeners, because I'm a good Catholic.
Were there any big fatty chairs there?
I didn't see any of that. Well, big fatty did probably had that in his room.
He probably brought his own, yeah.
Right?
He's got a travel chair.
Yeah, it's foldable.
So it was fun. I met a lot of new people.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
He's got a travel tier.
Yeah, it's foldable.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the fat one, Big Fatty. You don't have the hoist over near you. Hello, everyone. It is the fat one. And this is episode 4677. The BFO for two. I say Tuesday, the 13th of January. 2026, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A new show.
Well, you're just going to start it today while going off the tracks. I am indeed. Ha ha. Hey, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Let's see. Y'all, I guess you're train wrecks today because that's what Big Fatty is. Big Fatty, I wouldn't limit it to just today. No, not at all. But anyway, y'all, it's cold. It's cold over here in Fat Acres. In fact, I'm looking at the the weather, you know, the weather for Charleston while I'll be over there at the... At the Metropolis and Complex, and y'all, it's going down to like 27 here Thursday night, and below freezing on Sunday night and Monday night of next week. Big Fatty, but y'all, the weather forecast, y'all, it's gonna be in the 20s during the evening hours, and only getting into the mid to upper 40s, except on Saturday when it's going to 58. And y'all, that's the day that we do the leather crawl. But y'all, I'll tell you more all about leather weekend in just a moment. But
yeah.
You and Squeaky Sheepy just go over there. I'll handle this. Hello?
Jesus, titty fucking Christ. That takes forever before this voice letter line picks up. What's up, Big Fatty? Slurry Dean. On my way to work. Calling in about ruination of the early years. I think I know what happened. I think they decided that you were Chef Mark. Because you had interviewed Chef Mark, and amazingly, some of the stuff about him, Gail and King, attributed to you. Well, let's just say that ain't the worst association that they'll ever make. But anyway, love y'all the pieces. Love your show. Keep cranking them out. Talk to you later. Larry Warbucks signing out.
And that's a y'all. That, of course, is Lurie Warbucks. And Lurie Ding, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, before we get into that, y'all, I just want to say there was a post over there at the WWW from Brendan. You know Brendan over there in the UCK, winner of the Miss Bacon's Money contest. He says, well, I love the bio in this episode. Hope most of it was true. Well, all of it was true. It just wasn't Big Fatty. And Lurie Warbucks, you're exactly right. It was Chef Mark. Got a note from that Moose P. He confirms that I had done a good gosh and gay with Chef Mark. He grew up in New Mexico, went to an Ivy League school, taught French, then worked on Broadway for 10 years before becoming a chef. How do I know? Well, I went back and I listened to that week of shows. The AI just got you and Chef Mark mixed up. So, y'all, I guess we'll give them half credit for all that. But Lurie Warbucks and Moose P, thank you so much for the research. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, before I go any further, speaking of Brendan, you know he's over there in the UCK. Brendan sent me a lime report. Limes were 34p each, which I think I did the conversion. That's about 65 cents a piece in the U.S. of A. Y'all, let's see. I told you about most of the last weekend. Y'all, on Saturday, y'all, it was so warm here. I was out doing my nipple walking and literally in shorts and a t-shirt. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. But Saturday, I watched some of the sports ball on the TV machine. And y'all, I did finish watching the linoleum, and y'all, it was good. And anyway, if you ever go over there, let Greek mythology and stuff like Greek influence things, Greek history, be your category, because people stay away from you. Y'all, also, you know, I, speaking of the sports ball, you know, I had gotten the bundle with the Disney Plus rat service and the Hulu and the ESPN, so I could watch the bowl games and all. Well, y'all, all that's over. So I went in and I canceled. I canceled the service, and they were sorry to see me go. Y'all, they tried several times to get me to stay, and I said, no, I will not stay. And off I went, canceled that all out. And let's see. Oh, and you know I had teased you yesterday about my exciting Saturday night, y'all. It was something to behold. Saturday evening, I pulled out the ironing board. Hey! And y'all, you know, at Friday at Fatty's, I have the cloth napkins for us to use. You know, if you're going to do it right. And so, but I have lots of cloth napkins, and there's only four of us, generally. And so I don't iron them every week. And y'all, I think I hadn't ironed napkins since Gay Crema. Because y'all, I stood and ironed 60 cloth napkins on Saturday evening. Big Fatty, there's just, you're just wild. You're just wild with your shenanigans. It's true, I am.
And so, y'all, that was the highlight. The highlight of Saturday. Y'all, I will say, when I went to bed on Friday night, y'all, I'd, you know, my cellular device goes into sleep mode at 9 p.m. in the evening. And that Daniel Biba had sent me a testimonium, which I, you know, the sound didn't go off. And I didn't look at to see if I had any messages or anything. But he says, oh, will you be able to come on the show and answer some weather questions? And, of course, I didn't. He said, or are you retired? And he knows damn good and well I'm retired. It's coming up on 8 years. One moment, please. Y'all, that's that South African Rubios and Maya Lemon hot tea. Yes, Big Betty. And but he wanted to know, is there a fitness center? No, unless a sling is considered a fitness center. Do the TV machines have HDMI connections? I said, I have no idea. And does the cafe only take cash money? And I said, no, they'll take your charger plate. And there was something else that he asked me about also. Oh, do they have Wi-Fi? Yes. Sometimes it's not great, but they do have it. And let's see. I think that was about it. You know, Daniel's coming to the weekend. And let's see. I think that's all I wanted to say about that. Y'all, on Sunday, you know, after an exhausting Saturday evening, slept like a baby, got up on Sunday morning, did my normal routine, had my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles, and then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, did the big circle. Y'all, I was a little surprised that there are still 89 houses in Fat Acres that have crema decorations. Now it's not like they've got the blow-up Santa Claus out in the front yard, although a couple of them still do. But most of them are like crema wreaths or poinsettias sitting out. I count all that kind of stuff. Or, you know, if they have one of those little yard flags that says, Merry Crema! Then I count all of that. But anyway, 89 just seems like an awful lot. In fact, when we went over to Young Jonathan's on night, y'all, there were the crema lights were just a twinkling on quite a few houses and all. And so anyway, I'll try to get another count before I head out to the 11th weekend on Thursday. Y'all be picking up Granny Thursday morning, and heading on over to the Madronix. Y'all, I'm happy to report. Just got an updated attendance figure from Chris. Y'all, more than 70 people are scheduled, and 70% of the resort is booked. Book 'em, fatty. And a lot of people just make last minute decisions to come. And Big Fatty spell come. Big Fatty, I've made it vulgar. On Sunday afternoon, I watched more sports ball. And of course, there was no LFC because, you know, old Veda is out there in the Lost Wages out there for his celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty. And, you know, he's always up for a complimentary cocktail at the Fun Hog Ranch. Yes, Big Fatty. And Big Fatty, did you lose the car? Well, I haven't been back in a while. But y'all, then I decided, y'all, I had to have something to eat. And so I took out some ground beef, a couple of pounds of ground beef, and some Mexican shredded four cheese, a package of that. And I had an onion I needed to use, and I had about a third of a pound of bacon that I needed to get used up. So, y'all, I fried up the bacon, and I chopped it all up and fried the onions, caramelized the onions in the bacon grease, and put all that to the side, and then I browned my hamburger meat. Yes, Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar, but I get it. And y'all, then once I poured the rendered fat, y'all. Speaking of the rendered fat, I hadn't heard from Veda, but anyway. Pour that off, and then I put the onions and bacon in and mixed that all in with the ground beef, and then I mixed in the cheese, and y'all, I had about a half a container of queso, jalapeno queso dip, and I poured that in on top of all of it and put it in the oven at 350 for about a half hour. Y'all, it was delicious. It was just delicious. And so I had bacon, Mexican bacon cheeseburger casserole. And y'all, I ate about a third of that. And y'all, it felt like I'd eaten I don't know what it was, but lead, a big fatty, just felt very filling, is what you're trying to say. It is what I'm trying to say. And let's see, what else? Several of my battery operated cameras, surveillance cameras. Here at the villa, they were getting to put the point where they needed to be recharged. So I took the two down that needed to be recharged the most, and I've done one and put it back in place, and the other one will be ready in a couple of hours with a full charge, and I'll put it back up. You know, you gotta have the big eye watching while you're gone to the what do you call it, the leather weather. Yes, Big Betty. And let's see. And y'all, I was printing up some signs and all for the leather weather. And y'all, my tricolor cartridge went out. So I'll tell you about what I did on Monday on Tamari's little show. But y'all, that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Betty. Big Fatty, a little slow there. Maybe you can tighten it up in post. Oh, dear gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, a while back, old Stinkpot, I want to say it's his nephew or a cousin or something, he got Stinkpot to talk about. We talked about a program called Moises, and y'all, I've got an example of how Moises works for Tamari's little show. It allows you to take different parts of music out or take vocals out and things like that. But more about that tomorrow. Yes, Big Fatty, another cliffhanger. It's true. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Blind Time, right, Dan?
He's got a travel tear.
Yeah, it's foldable. Foldable.
Oh, yes, it's like an American's Express card. Don't leave home without it.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.